Hello, welcome to the Friday, March 7th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Bangalore, India. We got a resolution to the port 5000 traffic that we observed. Remember, yesterday I talked about that we did see an uptick in scans for port 5000, and one of the suspicions initially was that this was universal plug and play, which is a feature that's commonly exposed on some home routers, and we have seen a lot of activity with home routers and these devices lately. But in this case, it turns out that the vulnerability being exploited is actually not universal plug and play. Instead, Synology, which is one of these network storage devices that you find a lot in small businesses, is listening with a web server on port 5000, and the attacks are trying to take advantage of a vulnerability in a web application installed on these web servers. So lesson learned here, make sure that you patch your Synology devices. Yet another device to pay attention to. There are a number of vendors that produce similar devices. QNAP comes to mind here. They all have a web-based admin interface, and many times they do offer some web applications like WordPress or such that are then used to share some of the files, and of course those applications then suffer from the same vulnerabilities that their counterpart on normal web servers suffers. So you have to make sure that you keep these applications up to date. The specific exploit that was captured so far attacks a vulnerability that was released back in September last year to the BugTrack mailing list. There was a posting to that mailing list that outlined a number of different vulnerabilities in Synology devices. Sadly, that release happened without first notifying the vendor, so there was at least immediately no patch available from the vendor. But then in other news, we got some patches from Cisco for their enterprise wireless offerings, in particular their wireless LAN controllers. Turns out there are a couple of denial of service vulnerabilities, but then there's one vulnerability that allows access to unauthenticated users to your wireless network. If you're using any of these devices in an enterprise setting, what usually happens is that you don't really configure the access point at all. You have a central controller and the access point will connect to the controller. And really there is sort of no admin capability on the access point itself other than these control protocols that are being used to pull settings from the controller. Problem is that in some cases, the built-in HTTP web server on the device still remains enabled. It's supposed to be turned off, but there is also a mode where you can use these devices without a controller. Then you use this built-in web server. Now, if the web server is enabled, the administrator may not realize that, and then an attacker could use the web server to log into the device directly. Since you assume the web server is turned off and that the device is controlled by your central managing server, you probably never change the default passwords on the device itself. And this is the vulnerability here, that you may have a web server still enabled on the device that is then accessible via default credentials. Then we got yet another attack against HTTPS that doesn't actually require decrypting HTTPS, but instead uses traffic analysis. What traffic analysis means is that you typically look at timing of requests or at the size of the data being retrieved. For example, there was a couple years ago an attempt to do that actually worked quite well against some smaller search engines, for example, at insurances and such, where the search engine uses an AJAX request to prefill possible completions. So as you enter the name of a deceased, for example, depending on what letter you type, the response of that particular completion request changed and an attacker could figure out what you typed, which of course in particular in the medical context could be sensitive information. Overall, these attacks are pretty difficult to pull off. This is nothing you easily automate. You first have to map the particular website carefully to retrieve the size of all of these requests. Timing can also help, for example, if additional images or other details are being loaded by the browser. But overall, I don't think this is a huge threat. If you do have a website where you are concerned about this, then one quick fix is to add some random material to each response. Well, and since it's Friday, something light in the end, turns out that banks are frequently under attack by various hacktivists. So Anon Ghost is the name of one of these hacking groups, was really proud to have defaced Yorkshire Bank, which is one of the largest UK banks, as they say. Well, it turns out they didn't hit the real site for Yorkshire Bank. Instead, they defaced a phishing site that just claimed to be Yorkshire Bank. So with that, thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday likely, but based on my travel schedule, it's possible that I have to skip the Monday podcast and we'll talk to each other again on Tuesday.